May the Lord watch over me as I seek to teach us for good news. 2 weekends ago, my wife and I spent 3 days in Omarama. The first night we stayed in a house owned by friends, and on the second night we stayed in a beautifully restored old stone house as part of the farm stay experience. Both nights we commented on how absolutely quiet and dark the place was. We were, of course, used to living in the city with street noise, with traffic noise, and with the ever-present street lights. So in Omarama, our nights were dark and silent. We found it amazing and beautiful. On the Sunday morning, our farm stay hosts told us over breakfast that they have had tourists from Hong Kong and other parts of Asia knock on their door late at night to tell them they were leaving, as it was too dark and too quiet. They couldn't handle it. We've had the opportunity to have two relatively lengthy stays in Hong Kong. The noise and the light is constant, the movement of people. Often the crush, especially in the underground, can be relentless. It's astonishing, but you get used to it. I was reminded of those experiences when reflecting upon the passage we've just heard from the Gospel of Mark. It's the story of Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, who after an encounter with Jesus in Jericho, or on the road to Jericho, had his sight restored. It's a story related by Mark and also by Matthew in his Gospel. But it's an incident that I've often thought of as a parable, the story of a man going from darkness into light. Parallel that with the concept of us as Christians, as Anglicans, any Christian religion going from what may be a spiritual blindness to the light that is our personal relationship with God. So to return to the Gospel passage, we have Bartimaeus sitting on a roadside, a beggar, begging, the most humiliating way of making a living. A beggar is totally dependent on others. We have all, I suspect, seen beggars, even in our streets in Dunedin or in Wellington, Auckland. Homeless, destitute people asking for our change. It is, of course, worse overseas, be it in Indonesia, India, the streets of London, Rome, and Paris. Bartimaeus was also blind, which made him ever more helpless, completely dependent on the kindness and mercy of others. We can only imagine how day after day he would sit at the roadside in the dust and probably the oppressive heat, calling out for change constantly. But this day was going to be very different for him. Today, Jesus happened along, accompanied by many of his disciples. Large crowds walking by where Bartimaeus was sitting. But he was blind. Sometimes we know what we're talking about. Most of the time we like to think we know what we're talking about. But how often, though, when we come across someone in crisis, do we say, "I know exactly how you feel"? But we don't. We can't. So it would be with Bartimaeus. We can't know how he was feeling, living in total darkness or shades of darkness. He was not likely able to see the movement of clouds, trees, plants, people walking back and forth. He couldn't see the joy or smile on people's faces or their tears. He couldn't see Jesus. But when he heard of his presence, felt his presence, he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." 2 times he said it, one louder than the other, despite people urging him to be silent. His faith may have been small, we don't know. But what we do know is that what faith he had, he used to call on Jesus. We don't know why people urged him to be silent. Perhaps they considered Bartimaeus to be a nuisance, and they couldn't be bothered with him or his noise. Bartimaeus continued to call out to Jesus. He persisted. It was his chance. It was his time. There might never be another time. Another time for him to be led out of darkness into light. And in spite of all the noise around him, Jesus heard him. Bartimaeus called him teacher. His faith saved him. He regained his sight and became a disciple of Jesus. Jesus often directly and often through his disciples urged people to follow. That's the message we can take from today. As Christians, we work daily on our relationship to God. Most of us don't go about urging people around us to develop a relationship with God. We tend rather to live a Christian life, a good life, a life centered upon the principles of social justice. We often see in our own lives people who are physically blind. Often we see people with them, or with their white cane, or their seeing eye dog. We have the foundation for the blind as near neighbours to this church. But there are many more people who are spiritually blind. And spiritual darkness is a separation from God, which can mean often no hope, no light, just total darkness. We live seemingly in an increasingly secular society, although I don't remain fully convinced of that. I've been amazed how in the last few months, when I've told people of my pending ordination, how surprisingly receptive they were and how many told me of their own Christian life, when I had no idea that a relationship with God was part of their life. And from that, it seems to me that it's perhaps just trendy these days to portray secularism. Bartimaeus showed he was a man of faith, when likely all around him believed him to be a downtrodden nobody. But he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he crossed from that darkness into light, real light and real spiritual light. There's a message for us, for each of us in our daily lives. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.